Thank you very much. Item 44.
Item number 44 from the Chief Human Resources Officer, Department of Human Resources, submitting an informational compensation report. This item is informational only and thus otherwise directed by the committee.
Supervisor Cohen.
I don't know what the proper motion is, but I don't remember how we did this at the last meeting. Is it move denial, rejection, lay it over, the call of the chair, or what? So it doesn't happen. Whichever one accomplishes that, that would be the one. You need to lay it over at the call of the chair.
I
remember exactly what we did the last time.
Yeah, there was a request. And given the information that was provided to me related to the request, I thought it would be prudent that this matter would be under closed session. Supervisor Cullen has indicated that... I'll let Supervisor Cullen speak for himself.
Well, I mean, I think we can resolve it in open session. So my motion is whatever motion we need to stop these pain issues from happening, that's the motion I want to make. I'm asking for direction to become a parliamentarian. What the correct motion is.
Who's that?
Mr. Cady.
Mr. Grady and I talked a little bit, and if you could lay it over to the call of the chair, it would be one item to not take it up today. I think the last time it was it actually went to the floor and it was rejected. Correct? I mean, I think that was the. I think it went to the full board.
It
went to the floor as a report.
As a report. Items were separated and those items were rejected.
That's correct. Those two. The others were received and placed in a file, which effectuated the remainder of the balance.
And there was an opinion from Corporation. There was an opinion from Corporation Counsel that the 90-day period after rejection did not apply because there was no resolution attached to this report. We had a report and not a resolution before the board, so that the 90 days would not necessarily apply. That's my recollection.
And Mr. Chair, when did we last reject it?
Was it
February
6th?
February 6th board meeting?
Yes.
I think the board is spoken. Yes, I need to lay before the call of chair. But that's the best way to do it, so we don't have to have this fight again on the board.
Supervisor Cullen moves to lay over to the call of the chair. Director Mitchell, I think I saw you point to your... Well, you didn't. Okay. Supervisor Lipscomb.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. So I guess I'd like confirmation from Corp Counsel that motion does effectively kill the request or stop the...
Their attention is divided.
That's fine. I they're figuring it out.
Yes, sir. Yeah. Mr. Bergman.
Why don't you go ahead, Steve?
Mr. Chairman, Supervisors, one of the things we're trying to just refresh our memory about the process, and typically the way it works is that the Department of Human Resources is presenting an informational report that basically gets implemented unless supervisors object. And I believe that's sort of the process that happened last time.
Mm-hmm.
There was an objection. It went to the full board, and the board then voted to reject those items. I think it's pretty much the same that's being presented again today. Is they are Human Resources intends to implement this unless there is an objection, and the question then is a layover to the call of the chair a proper rejection or a motion that would be acceptable given what your ordinances are on reviewing these position actions. And talking with Corporation Counsel, there's probably more comfort in if your desire is to reject it than to make that motion rather than to do as a layover to the call of the chair.
Supervisor Cohen.
My motion would be to reject it.
Supervisor Cohen moves to reject item 44.
Mr. Chair.
Supervisor Lipscomb.
Question for Corp Counsel would be, the motion for rejection would be a by the committee action. It would then be in the form of a resolution and then would be subject to the 90-day going forward. So we're not going to see this as a monthly reoccurring item.
Mr. Barber.
I think that's right.
Or Mr. Grady, you can take some
time. I think that's
to deliberate.
I think that's right.
I didn't hear you, sir.
I'm sorry. I think that's right.
Okay.
I guess, you know, for the record, I'd state that I don't think this is a proper action, but I understand the board is going to take it, and I think the controller will follow it. So.
Good. Director Mitchell.
Thank you, Chairman. When the board objected to these items, there's important information that you were not aware of at the time. And I strongly urge you to go into closed session so that we can have an open discussion about it so you have a full understanding of what you're actually objecting to.
Thank you, Director Mitchell. Supervisor Bowen.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I guess I have no problem with going into closed session again, but to hear all the information.
Thank you. Any other opinion?
I guess I would call a question on the motion.
Supervisor Cullen calls a question on his motion to reject. Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
Supervisors Romo West. Lipscomb?
Aye.
Bowen?
No.
Cullen?
Aye.
Mr. Chair?
Aye.
Three ayes, two noes. The motion that item number 44 be rejected prevails.
The meeting is now adjourned. Thank you very much for your time. Again, as it relates to getting items, turning in items to the committee clerk, the end of the business day on Friday, April 25th, 2014, is the deadline.
Silver City? Nice.
Yeah. Was that?